From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. There's new music coming from Bob Dylan, and I quite like what I've heard. The record's called Together Through Life. It comes out on the 28th of April. We hope to premiere the entire record as part of our First Listen series the week before its release. And when we know more, we'll pass it along. You can find that information on our Twitter feed, All Songs, one word, All Songs, or on our newsletter, which you can sign up for on the All Songs Considered homepage, npr.org/allsongs. The Dylan record got its start with a track Bob Dylan wrote for a film by French director Olivier Dahan, but then the project took on a life of its own. The music's infused with accordion playing from David Hidalgo from Los Lobos. And on this upcoming track, there are some great horn arrangements that really lift the song. It's called Beyond Here Lies Nothing.
Pretty baby, you're the only love I've ever known. Just as long as you stay with me, the whole world is my throne. Beyond here lies nothing, nothing we could call our own. While I'm moving after midnight down boulevards of broken cars, don't know what I'd do without it, without this love that we call ours. Beyond here lies nothing, nothing but the moon and the stars. Every street there's a window, and every window made of glass. We'll keep on loving, pretty baby, for as long as love will last. Beyond here lies nothing but the mountains of the past. Ship is in harbor and the sails are spread. Listen to me, pretty baby, lay your hand upon my head. Beyond here lies nothing, nothing done and nothing said.
Bob Dylan, from his soon-to-be-released CD, Together Through Life. The song we just heard is called Beyond Here Lies Nothing. Sam Phillips put out one of my favorite records of 2008 called Don't Do Anything. It wasn't the first time Sam Phillips made a record that's a favorite of mine. Each of her three records she recorded for the Nonesuch label were brilliant. Fan Dance, A Boot and a Shoe, and Don't Do Anything. Well, Sam Phillips will be putting out her own records now. She won't be recording for Nonesuch. Her first venture these days as an artist without a label is a song called A Piece of My Bright Side. You can download it for free on her website, samphillips.com. The song was inspired by an out-of-print book given to her years ago by producer John Bryan. It's a book from the 40s about how to make it in the music business. Give a listen to Sam Phillips and the song called A Piece of My Bright Side.
Reach for the topmost note and slam it out with every vitamin in your kit. Step over the footlights, pick up your feet. The show's out the door, running into the street. Hollywood melts like sugar in the rain as the bells come down from the sky. Song swings low under the night, where we strike, hope to lie. I'll give you a piece of my bright side. I'll give you a piece of my bright side. I'll give you a piece of my bright side. If you show me the way to the future. Planet, moon, and star. We're not alone under the night, where we strive, hope to light. I'll give you a piece of my bright side. I'll give you a piece of my bright side.
Sam Phillips, the song, which you can download from her website, is called A Piece of My Bright Side, and that's my favorite drummer playing there. His name is Jay Bella Rose. That violin-sounding instrument is called the arhu, and it's a two-stringed Chinese instrument played by Jai Beng Chen.
1, 2, 3, 4. These are some of the people who gave me money to make this record, so I said I'd sing their names. There's Amy Stavis and James.
That's Lynn, Jill Sobule. And at the end of her new CD, she sings a song thanking all the people that put up money to make her new record. Jill Sobule is another artist formerly with a major record label. Her solution to put out albums of her own calls on her fans to finance her new record. She set and met her goal of $75,000, and her new CD called California Years was produced by Don Was, and it comes out on the 14th of April. This song is called Palm Springs.
Went to the desert on a mission to have a vision or write a song. I left real early, I left my cell phone. I took the Prius, it gets good mileage. Something's gonna happen to change my world. I'm on the highway. I pass the windmills, I pass the outlet stores. Soon I'll find the sacred places I've been searching for. Setting sun in my eyes. Drive to the ocean, that's where we come from. I'll throw my troubles to the rising tide. Something's gonna happen to change my world.
Jill Sobule from her self-released CD, her seventh studio record. It's called California Years, and you can find that one on jillsnextrecord.com. From Mali comes the music of Amadou and Mariam. Some call them the blind couple of Mali. They met there at the Institute for the Young Blind. These days, they're in their 50s. They have a deep history of making music together, but nothing quite like the new record called Welcome to Mali. A few of the songs, including the album's opening track that I'll play for you, were produced by Damon Albarn. You may know him from the band Blur, or Gorillaz, or The Good, the Bad, and the Queen. Welcome to Mali will surely be one of the best world music records of 2009, and this song is called Sabali.
Amo que punye, ya. toi chérie, la vie est belle.
The music of Amadou and Mariam with a song called Sabali from a CD called Welcome to Mali. Remember The Knife? That Swedish duo that put out a few records, in particular the one called Silent Shout a few years ago. It was Pitchfork's number one album for the year 2006. Well, The Knife have been on a 3-year hiatus, but the female part of the band, Karen Dreyer Anderson, has put out a CD of her own under the name Fever Ray. It's very much like a Knife record, slow and passionate electronica, with her very distinct voice. This song from the self-titled Fever Ray CD is called Seven. The song from the self-titled Fever Ray record is called Seven. The duo O plus S began with a friendship in Birmingham, Alabama, the friendship between Orenda Fink and Cedric Lemoyne. Cedric Lemoyne often uses the name The Scalpless when he puts out his music, and Orenda Fink also performed with the group Azure Ray with Maria Taylor. O plus S has just put out a hauntingly beautiful self-titled record. The song started with recordings Orenda Fink made in Haiti and other locations. Cedric Lemoyne made loops from those recordings, and those loops were turned into songs. This one's called Toreador.
Some such troubles cling like vines to us, my dear. I hide beneath the rubble, a weakened seedling growing here. The fight, the constant struggle.
The song from the CD O plus S is called Toreador, and that's the music of Orenda Fink and Cedric Lemoyne. We end our show with a live performance from the South by Southwest Music Festival by Grizzly Bear. They have a new studio recording coming out called Fekitimist. I hope I get that right. It's a Native American name that's also the name of an uninhabited island on Cape Cod. This will be the third full-length studio record, and here's a live taste of it. I'll be gone for a few weeks. Robin Hilton will be sitting here, so be sure to give him a hard time. We have videos of Jason Lytle of Granddaddy, also Mira and St. Vincent, live concerts from the Decemberists, Kanon, Blind Pilot, The Avid Brothers, Heartless Bastards, Town and Wind, Blackjacks, Dirty Projectors, and Blitz and Trappers, all those shows from the South by Southwest Music Festival, can be found both in the All Songs Considered Live Concert Podcast and at npr.org/sxsw. We also have concerts from Black Kids and Mates of State coming from the 930 Club, and also on the 9th of April, Nico Case will be at the 930 Club and webcast that show live. You can check updates on Facebook, look for Bob Boylan, and on Twitter, use the word All Songs to find us. Now to Grizzly Bear, a live version of a new song from their CD that comes out at the end of May. The song is called 2 Weeks. I'm Bob Boylan. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Thank you.